Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and it is always a delight to have you with me here on the show. I say it all the time. I do. I say it all the time, and I will not refrain from saying it today. Thank you so much for joining me, and welcome to the show. To all my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me for such a very long time, thank you so much. I just love you. I extend virtual hugs to you. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome today. This is Sharon, and our show, we do our best to design a show that enlightens, informs, and entertains. The mission of the show, if you're asking, is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And how do we do that? Well, we do our best to bring programming as it relates to small businesses, branding, sales, pricing, media buying, networking, leadership development. We also talk about relationships on the show. You know I'm a huge proponent of relationships, and I think that we all need to know how to get along with each other. We all need to know how to bring out the best in each other. And the only way we can do that, the only way we can know that is to talk about it, to learn about it, and to understand the various personalities, understand what motivates people. It's very important that we understand those things if we want, number one, to get the best out of ourselves, but also get the best out of other people. So, yes, I think relationships are very important. And today on the show, we're going to be talking about podcasting. Podcasting. Are you podcasting yet? Have you thought about it? Is your business podcasting? Something you might want to think about. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this short break. Once again, thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
Boy Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We are talking about podcast. Is your company podcasting? Are you podcasting? Do you know what podcasting is? Is it something that could possibly benefit you, your business, your organization, your team, your agency? We're going to talk a little bit about that today. I was introduced to the world of podcasting quite a few years ago, and I must say I have enjoyed podcasting for myself, and I want to talk about some of the trends, some of the podcasting trends that you might want to be aware of, especially for the new year. Podcasts have actually been around for quite a while, but it's only been in years, very recently, that this industry has taken off. according to some documentation, a few years back, around 2005, 2006, there were only about 22% of Americans who knew what podcasting was. Well, today, about 70% of U.S. adults are familiar with podcasting, according to Small Business Genius. And they're popular, I believe, because the format, easily digestible for most people. You can consume it very easily. All you need is your phone. And most people have their phone with them all the time. And you can use your phone to listen to wonderful topics about companies, about their goals, their visions, about strategies. Basically, whatever topic you want to talk about, you can use podcasts to do that. And in the new year, it appears that this industry is going to continue to grow, and it may even grow even faster than it has in the past. And you may be wondering why. Well, if you take a look at some of the things that have happened within the year, there's been a pandemic. There's been quite a bit of economic distress in the world, and people are looking for new ways to communicate with clients, to communicate with parishioners, to communicate with their staff, their team. And in addition to virtual meetings, you know, there are quite a few virtual meetings that are going on now. Podcasts is another medium that is really becoming more popular. And not only is it becoming more popular, but it's becoming even more competitive. So I wanted to take a look at podcasting, you know, some of the trends, some of the benefits. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to dive right into podcasting right here. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me. Today we're talking about podcasting. Is your business podcasting? What is it that you think about podcasting? And if you're not, why aren't you? Well, in the world of podcasting, as you may or may not know, podcasting is becoming a very, very competitive platform these days. And it could be due to the state of the affairs of the economy, the world right now. But the podcasting, the service of podcasting has been an upswing for the last few years. And whether you're listening or you're hosting your own podcast, there are platforms out there that you can use so that people can listen to and hear your podcast. A lot of Generation Z and millennials are starting to listen more and more to podcasts. And some of you may have heard of podcast platforms like Podbean, Buzzsprout, or you may have heard of streaming services like Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeart. These are companies that are designed to help not only host your podcast, but also allows people to listen to your podcast. And if that's something that you've been thinking about doing to increase your user experience, increase the quality of getting in touch with your clients, letting people know and hear more about what you're trying to do, then podcasting may be a great opportunity for you. If you have something to say, if you're really good at something and you feel comfortable speaking. And for those who may not feel comfortable doing public speaking, this is an excellent way for you to get out there as well, because with podcasts, you don't necessarily have to do virtual meetings. You can just do speaking to your phone, speaking to your computer, speaking to a mic, and put your content out there. And the wonderful thing about podcasts, not only can you use that podcast on the host or whatever hosting platform you have, but you can also take those files, MP3 files, and you can share them on other platforms as well. That's what makes podcasting kind of unique and wonderful, in my opinion. So if you're looking at going into podcasting, you need to make sure that you take your listeners into consideration and try your best to give them a great experience, meaning that you want to create interesting content. When you do your podcast, sometimes you have mistakes, sometimes you have errors in them, and that's okay, because the wonderful thing about podcasts, you could go back and edit those errors and edit those mistakes. Edit the dead air, edit the long pauses, and you can make yourself and your guests sound absolutely wonderful. So you want to make sure that you have interesting topics and that you do a really good job of editing your content so that it makes it a really good listening experience for your audience. And also, you want to possibly make sure that you're concise and that you really sum up your points for your listeners, because rewinding and trying to hear things again can be kind of difficult sometimes for your listeners, but making sure that your content is in some type of organized fashion so that your listeners can follow along with what you're saying. Also, make it easy for your listeners to find you. That's why they have so many platforms out there, because it really does make it easy for people to find you. Now, granted, there are quite a bit of podcasts out there. There are a lot of podcasts out there. In fact, there are probably maybe a little more than 800,000 podcasts. And there may be more than that right now. So the podcast industry, there are quite a few people out there, but it's not quite flooded. Not quite flooded yet. So you still have an opportunity to use podcasts. And even if it is, if you have people who use your services or buy your products, they will more than likely listen to your podcast if you have interesting information and if you have something to say. So making sure that your podcast is quality, has quality content, is very important. And also making sure that the quality of your audio is good. If you have great content but the audio isn't very good, or your mic system or your internet service isn't that great, it can really make listening experience a little challenging, and you may not have as many followers or people to follow you as long. So making sure that your audio quality is really good, and there are ways that you can do that. That's not the intent of this show, to go into how to make the audio quality of your podcast better. We're just really talking about podcasting, and is it something that you might want to consider, and some of the trends for podcasting. Podcasting has also been an excellent way for those who may have marketing budgets. If you don't have a really huge budget, and you know, even those who have large budgets podcast, because of how easy it is for people to be able to tap into those podcasts, and because of how easy it is to create them and to make them happen. Looking at your niche, what is it that you would like to speak on as it relates to your podcast? Understanding that there are niches out there. Some people may want to talk about business. Some may niche even down that huge business industry, a topic, and niche down to, say, for instance, marketing on Facebook. You could create a whole podcast on that. You could create an entire podcast series on how to take care of pets or dogs or a specific type of dog. If you're in the automobile industry, you may have a podcast on how to take care of a certain type of car. Or if you're in the medical industry, you know, being specific about what you do. Maybe you're a dentist and you want to be specific about how to take care of your teeth or how to take care of veneers or what to. Oh, there's so many topics that you can speak on as it relates to a podcast. It just depends on what you're really interested in. And the way that you can enter into a podcast is really, really easy. If you have a microphone, you can get your voice out there. If you have an internet connection, you can get your voice out there. If you have a way of recording yourself and you're able to download that file, you can have a podcast. So today I want to talk about podcasting, and is it something that you might want to consider for your business? When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into podcasting. This is Sharon. Thank you for joining me. I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio, I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio, if you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and today we're talking about podcasting. We're talking about podcasting, and is it something that maybe you should consider for your business? If you provide a product or you provide a service, it may be something that you want to consider. Did you know that approximately 68 million Americans listen to podcasts every week this past year? Yeah, that's a lot of people, 68 million people. And not only that, but it appears that those numbers are going up. And it doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. Yeah, that's a lot of people. And if you are trying to get your business out there, then, of course, it may be something you want to take a look at. As we know, content is changing, and the way it's delivered is changing. It has changed within the last several months. So because content marketing and the strategies that go along with it are changing environment and the impact that situations have had on our economy and on the way we do business, brands are looking to develop other ways to engage with their audiences. And although written content that you find on websites is great, it really is great, it's wonderful to have written content. But as you know, more and more people are starting to watch video now, video content. They're listening more to podcast because podcasts seem to be an intimate way for people to engage with the audience and with the influencers in those audiences. And podcasting is really expanding. Traditional definition of content has been. And also within the industry, more and more people are starting to become loyal to content creators who have channels such as YouTube, Facebook, and podcasts, especially if you have really good content that people are looking for. Now, if you're not prepared to do a podcast, it's best not to start a podcast if you haven't really talked about it and really thought logically about where you're going, what is it that you want to talk about, what audience are you trying to target. Just because other people are doing it doesn't mean that you have to do it, because it does take time. It takes effort to build your show. If you want to have guests on your show, having the equipment that you'll need to make sure that your show sounds good. So there is a lot more to it than just sitting down starting to talk. It's a great idea to make sure that you have thought about it and that you've planned it and that you are really, your goal is to really be one of the best programs out there for your target audience. Podcasting is really, really good. But if you want to be of value, if you want your content to be valuable for your audience, you have to take time, plan. And some people don't plan. They just jump out there and go for it. If that's something that you feel like you want to do with your podcast, go for it. Go for it. Don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about it. Just go for it. Do what you need to do to get out there and start your plan. Start your podcast. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to say some final words on podcasting right here. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and today we're talking about podcasting. We're talking about podcasting today. Is it something that you want to do? Is it something that you will do? Is it something that you should possibly consider? Well, we're talking about that today. And as we've already said, podcasting can be a wonderful medium that you can add to what you're already doing to engage your clients, to engage potential clients. And the truth of the matter is, practically anyone with a voice can do podcasting. Sometimes things may sound intimidating, but once you dive in and you start really taking a look at what you need to do, sometimes it's really not as hard as you think it is. And there's some wonderful content out there as it relates to how to actually get started with podcasting for your company, for your agency, for your store, for your boutique. Is podcasting something that you might want to consider? We've heard a lot about it. Is it something that you need to include in your marketing strategy? And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about podcasting today. If you've been intimidated by it, don't be intimidated by it. Just take the time to make sure that you plan it. It is really looking for information. People are always searching for great content, how to do things, how to be successful, how to this, how to that, why this, the ins and outs of products, the ins and outs of services. People are always looking for information. So get out there. the first several shows may not be perfect, but just dive in. Do your podcast. It's okay. And believe it or not, what you may find out is the information that you are distributing, the information and content that you are sharing may be just what people are looking for. So I'm going to encourage you, if you have not thought about podcasting, just think about whether or not that may be something that you want to incorporate into your business as another avenue of reaching out to your customers. And do not fear. You know, so many times we fear. We have fear, whether it's real or whether it's imagined. And most of the time when you're looking at doing something new, you kind of a little bit fearful. You're afraid that it may not work. What if no one listens? Well, guess what? What if somebody does? What if somebody does? Fear is natural. Fear can be very powerful and keep you from moving forward. And typically what fear does, it alerts you that there's danger ahead. Well, sometimes fear is unfounded, because if you decide that you're going to step out and do something new, if you're going to step out and do a podcast, having fear about doing that may be unfounded, because usually when you're fearful, you're thinking that there's something that's going to harm you, that there's a threat, that there's something going to happen that's not going to be good or beneficial for you. Well, fearing starting something like a podcast could be unfounded, because it could be very beneficial to not just your listeners, but to you as well. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you may find that starting a podcast helps you to feel more confident about you, your company, your service. It may help you to realize that you are really benefiting other people by sharing your knowledge, So instead of being fearful, do your best to operate in confidence. In confidence, meaning that instead of not moving forward, you're going to operate in a state of clear-headedness, confidence. You're going to be assured, self-assured. Be sure of yourself. And the best way to become sure of yourself as it relates to a new venture is to plan. Think about it. Process it. Have other people to brainstorm with you. And you may find that podcasting is something that you really, really enjoy, but it's also beneficial to other people. And my dad used to tell me, you know, when I was starting my business, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And today, there's so many avenues that you can find information, the internet, YouTube, Facebook. There's so many platforms out there that can give you the information that you need to be successful in the areas that you want to be successful. So like my dad told me, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. I am. I'm encouraging you. Do the same thing. And thank you so much for joining me today. Go out in confidence and slay it and be the best that you can be. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.